We are up to Siman Tav, Resh, Mem, Zayin, which is Dinei Arava. Let's go back, touch up a bit on the Hadassim. There are a lot of very many complicated situations and equations. I don't know if equations is the right word, but when you're dealing with the leaves of the Hadass, the fellow
factors.
So we spoke about you need a majority of the, you need a majority, right, of the leaves there. That was yesterday we did Sifei. For mitzvah, you need the whole length of the hadas full of leaves, the ikuva barubo, and at least half, rove. And then we had an example. If it's 12 finger breaths, you need 7. So if it's 7, Dafka 7, what if it's 6.1? Is that okay? That's a machlokes. That's a discussion. You asked the question, does it all need to be in one place, or can it be scattered? So I dropped the ball on that one, because this complicated Bir Halacha, I didn't read the last line. That's the last line of the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha over there, Dibar Maske Uli Ikuva, points out, I am the Prima Gadnashim is stopping. The Prima Gadnashim is a suffix about your question. Imahani afilu heim mifuzarim ba'orech ha-hadas, it's scattered throughout the length of the hadas. Oh, the dafkin heim al koponim b'makom echad, or it has to be in one place. But Bikur Yaakov meikel gam bazer, Bikur Yaakov is lenient on that as well. And there's another shayla. Are we in one place? The Mishnah Berurah talks about the length of the hadas. In another place, he talks about exactly, he's bringing an example, but how many leaves are there, or how many triple leaves are there? So, are we talking about the length of a hadas, or are we talking about how many triple leaves? And they point out that there's a very big difference, practically speaking, because the hadas on top has smaller leaves, and they're very much bunched together. As you go down the hadas, they're much more scattered. So, that would be a significant factor. And then, what happens if the hadas is more than 3 tefachim, which it almost always is. So, and then at the bottom, there's always fewer leaves. How does that impact? There's a lot of permutations over here, a lot of shilas, but hadasim I don't find to be as problematic as the arabas, which we'll talk about now, but something that's important to keep your eye on and make sure that a significant majority of the leaves are intact, so you don't run into all these different shites. Now let's look at Tuf Reish Mem Zayin Dinei Arava. So Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Each mission we have Mishnah by Mishnah goes through the Arava meaning. So now Lamed Gimel Amud Beis Arava's turn. Arava Zula Vireish Psula. If it's dried out, it's puzzle. Shal Sheira Mishalim Dachas Psula. Okay, we're not going to discuss that. Niktam Rosha, if the top is chopped off, it's going to be puzzle. Nifritsu Aleha, which has a few different opinions as to what it means. And Rashi's been telling us that it refers to no leaves, the leaves fell off. That's very common by the Arava. The other case that's brought down in the Rishonim is if the leaves are totally drooping 100% down. Which happens all the time.
So
we have to see if we get it. Then the Mishnah talks about it, something called a tzaftzafa, which is a fake arava. It's not a real arava. It looks like an arava. It's similar to an arava, but it's not an arava. So therefore, it's psula. Then kmusha v'shenashu mikzas aleha v'shal ba'al shera. If it is withered or wilted, but not yet dried out, it's kosher. Some of the leaves fall off, it's going to be kosher. Okay, then the Braisa tells us that it's supposed to grow on a nachal by a river. But if it doesn't grow by a river, some think that's somewhat problematic. Others say it's not problematic at all. Okay, so let's see that inside. Tafresh Yom Zayin, Sif Aleph Arve Nachal. Okay, that's what the Torah tells us. That's the fourth of the four species. This is a known species which is called Arinacha. Now he's going to give us three signs. the shape of the leaf is long and skinny like a river. Upiv chalak, around the sides of the arava it's smooth. Vikane shalo adom, and the stem is red. Now, I don't think most of the stems of most of our aravos are red. So now he tells us in the parentheses, v'afilu ba'odo yarok kosher. So if the stem is green, that's okay, it's supposed to turn red. That's the assumption. V'rov means that gadol al hanecholim, most of these arvei nachal, most of these aravos grow by the river. That's why it's called arvei nachal, says the Shulchan Aruch. However, if it grows in a midbar or beharim, kosher. Even if it grows in the desert or in the mountains without any rivers, it's still going to be kosher. Okay, what does that mean? Kosher. Kosher means b'di'evet kosher, or kosher means the chatchila kosher. We have to see. Continues the mechaber v'yesh min acher dome la'rava. There's a faith. There's a look-alike, another type that's similar to the arava, which is a look-alike, but it's not an arava. It's a, I don't know what the word is. A, someone looks like somebody, but it's not the real thing. I forgot the English. I'm forgetting my English. Okay. Yesh min echa dome la'arava.
Imposter?
Imposter. Thank you very much. There's an imposter. He's the tzaf-tzafa. Ela she'ole shelo ego. But the leaf is not long and skinny, it's more round. Upiv dome lamasar, and around the leaf is kind of prickly. Perish megera siga balaz. V'kone shelo eino adom, and its stem is not red. V'zeo hanikra tzaf tzafa. V'hi psula, which is an interesting term. Okay. Now, there's a third type of branch, twig, leaf. There's a third type. V'yesh min arava, she'en pi ha'ala shela chalak, v'eno kemasat. Where the around the edge of the leaves, it's not smooth, as we said, the arvei nachal are. And it's not as jagged as the tzaf-tzafa is. And the yesh bo tzlomim ktanim admo kamo pi maga katan v'zer kosher. But it's not, it has little ridges around, but it's not very jagged. So that's going to be okay. Now the Mishmur tells us in Sif Katan, please. The kosh eno levan mamash adom mikri. Sounds like the tzaf-tzafa is mamish white. A white stem. Now, if it's tough at a green stem, then you can't tell me that the green is going to turn red. You don't know if the green is going to turn red. You don't really know if this is a tough tzafa or this is a regular arab. So, as long as it's not white, it's called red. Sheaf bishu yarok, even though it's green right now, so it's like an unripened arab, like an unripened fruit. Starts out green and becomes whatever color it's supposed to become. It's going to turn red. It's called red, as long as it's not white. White, so then it's already it's a different species altogether. We need all three of these signs. If you're missing one, it's going to be possible. So it's not common to have one without the other anyway. Now, but then it gets interesting because then we start talking about the around the leaf. Our leaves around the leaf are not so smooth. I don't think. Are they smooth? Maybe they are. I think about it. I don't remember. I think sometimes they're not. Anyway, so if it's mamish jagged, that's a problem. If it's just a little bit, so that's the third type over here, which the Shulchan Aruch tells us is okay. So we require a red stem, but not really a red stem, because if you have to have a green stem, the green is going to turn red, as long as you don't have a white. White's a problem. Then he told us, the Shulchan Aruch told us, if it grows not near a river in the mountains, that's okay. Mishavosif katan gimel. Yesh omrim diosa tov lechatzchila likach ma'oysan agdei laman al hanachal. Lechatzchila, you should have something that grows on a river. Some say like that. Okay, we did. But the Taz says, no, not necessary whatsoever. Mishmar Sifkata Dalid. He psula, that refers to the tzafa. Psula mina Torah she'enein b'cha a rabba klal. So it's an interesting term, psula. Psula sounds like it's in the game, but it's possible. No, it's not in the game. It's not an araba at all. It's not called an araba. It's out. And then the end of Sif Aleph, he brings down this third type, which has slightly jagged around the leaf, but the rest of it is the same. And that's okay. Now, the Sharatzin, Oiz Gimel, seems to point out, Kebucha b'gamar b'dechsev arvi nacha, lebute tzavtzafa shegedele tamid b'en aharim. So, it doesn't, at least according to the time, it doesn't necessarily have to grow by a river. But since most of them grow by the river, it's called arvi nacha. The tzavtzafa, you might be able to find it by a river, perhaps. But most of them grow by the mountains. So it comes from a different, it looks different, and it grows differently. Okay. Siv Beis. Araba she yavsha, ocean nashru, rov aleha. Most of the leaves dried out or fell off. Ocean niktam rosha psula, or its head fell off. It's going to be puzzle. About kumusha, if it's withered or wilted. Ocean nashru mixas aleha, or only some of the leaves fell off. That's going to be kshera. Rambam machshe b'niktam rosha. The Rambam holds that Niktam Rosha is okay. Now, how can the Rambam tell us Niktam Rosha is okay? The Mishnah told us Niktam Rosha is possible. So, the Beis Yosef explains. Just like we had a different Mishnah, we had Shitas Rabbi Tarfon by the Hadas, we had a Stam Mishnah say it's no good, and then we had a whole discussion in the Shitas Rabbi Tarfon. So Shitas Rabbi Tarfon, the Rambam holds, is not only on Hadas, it's also on Arava. Now, we had a whole discussion over there as the Svara. One of the Svaras was that the leaves of the Hadas cover the top, so it's not so recognizable that it's cut off. That Svara is not relevant to an Arava. The Arava doesn't have leaves covering the stem that go all the way up to the top. So that's why the Rambam here is a Das Yochid. Araba Makshe B'Niktam Rosha, the last line of Sif Beis, Mishmer Sif Katan Yud Beis, V'Naktinan Kisvara Rishona. We hold like the first opinion, not like the Rambam. If the head of the Arava is chopped off, it's going to be possible. And then in the Sharatzi and Oishid Beis, Bach ve'el Yezuta, v'nei ma'adim primogadim oisa zel the suffix, tamalabi b'kur Yaakov, the primogadim wants to use this as a suffix, meaning maybe it will be machmir, but at least it's a suffix, niktam rosho, suffix, pasul, suffix, not pasul. So we might be machmir, but then if we could throw in another suffix, or we have other extenuating circumstances, then we could be lenient. So the b'kur Yaakov doesn't like that prima gadim. He says that Rambam hu yichidah badavar. The Rambam here is a das yachid. You can't even count him as a suffix. Niktam rosha on the arava is pasul. Period. Niktam rosha by the hadas. So that we have a whole different story that we discussed earlier. Okay, mishmar sifkatan zayin arava sheyavsha. If it's dried out. Hainu barov aleha. We're talking about most of the leaves are dried out. And the Sharatziun ois vav, all the way at the end, explains what does dried out mean for an arava. Riyavesh nikar mishakolo hayarkus legamri. The very end of Sharatziun ois vav, where it totally lost its green color. That's called yavesh. Most of the leaves are dried out. It's going to be possible. Oh, one more thing to point out about the beheaded arava. So beheaded arava we paskin is possible. Now there's something called a lavlub. Lavlub is something that grows on the top of the arava. And if you have the lavluv there, it shows that the head is still intact and there's nothing missing from the actual twig of the arava. The question is, how important is it to have this this lavluv there? So some people hold it super important, and other people hold it's less important. So Dirshu footnote 17 has a whole discussion about how important is it to have this lavluv. The ones they sell over here in the package, they all say with lavluv, and they're supposed to have this lavluv. But not everybody not everybody requires this lavluv to prove that it's not a beheaded arava. Okay, that's the whole discussion over there. How important it is to have these lavluv, and the ones that still have lavluv, so that's great. Fantastic. Okay. Mishua Sivkot Ches, Oshen Nashru. So this is very important because the four, the Abramina, basically they're ma'akiv zezah. I mean, if you're missing the arava, even one arava, you don't have Abramina. You can't make a bracha. No credit. That's the pashtus. Zero credit, and you can't make a bracha. Bracha is a bracha of atala. So I recently had, I think this year, last year, that I didn't notice. One of the aravas just fell through. I had this kosher cloth to hold the aravas, and it was a thicker one. Because the thinner ones, the ones that are tighter, I have issues with because I'm afraid it's going to knock off the leaves when you put it in. So you get a thicker one. Thicker one, next thing I know, a aravah fell out to the bottom. I'm like, oh, I want a aravah here. Oh, there it is, you know. So that's a problem. And a bigger problem is that the hadassim usually basically stay okay, I find, but the aravos, they lose their leaves real fast. So that's an issue. So that's the Mishnah Brisa of Katan Ches. You should be very careful. First of all, when you stick it into whatever you're sticking it into, it can knock out the leaves. When you shake it, the leaves are going to fall out. Then he's talking about the olden days where the whole community shared the lulav, which is what it used to be. My father talks about what it was like in the Bronx. Everybody, there was two sets of Arameenim for the shul, one for the rabbi, one for the president. Everyone lined up to take a turn making a bracha and shaking the lulav. It wasn't like nowadays where every house has more than two. The whole community had two. So obviously the more people shaking the lulav, the more problematic the Arameenim can become. And with time, over the course of the week, it can develop a lot of problems. So one of the major problems is the leaves of the aravas falling off. And the Mishnah says this is very problematic at the end of Sifkot and Ches, because A, you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah, and B, it's going to be a bracha levatala. So you have to be careful, make sure the aravas are kosher. There was a service, I remember, I don't know, they stopped doing it, some guy for Parnassah. He will come to your house every 2 days and drop off aravas. So, you pay it, and make it a little parnasa, and you're assured that you have your kosher aravas. The other thing is just to buy extra, or usually they're available for sale in Kala, whatever, and leave them in the fridge. The ones that are left in the fridge over the course of the week are usually okay. So they're out, and then, you know, you keep it moist, but that doesn't usually last so long. It lasts a few days, but it doesn't last the whole week. Okay, so if most of the leaves fall off, it's going to be possible. Mishmas of Kotan Tess. Hainu. Vishir shlosha tvachim shel arava. Most of the leaves of the three tvachim of the arava. Now, what is he telling us with that line? So he says, what if I have below the three, I have a four tefach arava, and there are leaves on the bottom. But most of the ones on the top are out. But if I include the bottom tefach, then I have most of the leaves. So says that should be okay. Now So the issue footnote 11 and 12 discuss this. The Chazon Ish has a whole din. Do we count up the leaves, and most leaves is most leaves, or we're looking at most leaves within a certain area of the arava? And this is only very problematic. It is definitely a worthwhile investment since it costs around 5 shekels to keep fresh aravas on hand and to change them before.
It said withered and wilted. Is it okay though?
Right. Hold up. But now we're going to get to the continuation of Mishnah Yosef Katan Tes. It's drooping all the way down. Or the leaves are slit. I don't find the leaves are normally slit. But I do find that they start to droop all the way down. And they're... So Kosova, Rabbi Magish is that Mikri Nifritsu Aleha Upsula. The Mishnah says Nifritsu Aleha Psula. The question is, what does it mean, Nifritsu Aleha? So one opinion is like Rashi, that they fell off. Great, we know what that means, to fall off. There's another opinion that it droops all the way down. So that we had by the lulav, we had a discussion. That's very uncommon that the leaves of the lulav are going to droop all the way down. So it was like not relevant. But if you now apply it over here, it's very relevant. That's what the Magi Mishnah said. That's called nifritsu aleha, if it's drooping all the way down. V'choza hina imbarov aleha hukach. Again, it goes by a majority of the leaves are drooped all the way down. It's going to be bustle, says the Magi Mishnah. Because of a Magi Ram, she's lachmei kemosha, that rabos mitzuyos. The Magi Ram says that rabos are very common. They're not expensive. They're easy to get. So don't play games and don't rely on leniencies that are very, very weak. We should be getting more than when we buy our... first of all, you buy the Arba Minim, the Arabas don't even come with it. Arabas you have to buy separately, Erev Yontif, or 2 days before Yontif. So instead of buying one, buy two, or even three. Leave it in the fridge, and then change before needed. Because once it's needed, you already have a balagan. Now, what if the top of the arava bends over? You also have that. So that's considered common. That's normal. What?
That happens first.
Yeah, that happens first. Right? That happens first. So that, they say, is okay. Now, there's two issues here. Although, meaning, when the leaves are facing down, so what's the problem? Maybe that's like the leaves are already cut off. The leaves are like they're not there. The Magi Mishnah, that's called nifritsu. That's an inherent, that itself is a psul. The leaves are hanging down. What if the whole thing is going down? So what do when we make our bracha? We turn the esrog upside down, right? We make the bracha, then we turn the esrog right side up. That's the standard way of doing it. Why do we do that? Because we want to make the bracha before we fulfill the mitzvah. So when the esrog is upside down, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. So maybe when the arabos are facing down, drooping over, maybe you're also not going to fulfill the mitzvah. So that's the issue over here that's discussed. That's not derech gidula. So the post can say that it is considered derech gidula. They prove it from different places. Stipe didn't like the drooping arabos. And if he had the drooping arabos, he held them up for the bracha. I guess for after the bracha, but he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah. He made sure that they were going upright. But the pasha, that's okay, the fact that it droops down. Oh, and Nikdam Rosha, which we spoke about before, which we did Sifkat and Yaveh. Went to Yud. Nikdam Rosha, Ainu She Nikdam Eitza. Now we're not talking about the top leaf or the lavlor, we're talking about the actual stem. Aval benikdam aleha, if the top leaf falls off, afshu mei rosha ein nafkimina bezeh, it doesn't matter. There's no difference between the top one and the middle one, or the bottom one. V'neshevas kishar olin, it's considered like all the rest of the leaves. V'da, diyovesh v'nikdam rosha hu mitam hadar. The psul of dried out leaves, or the top chopped off, is it midin hadar? Which again is a big machlokas if it's only possible the first day or it's possible the whole week. Ashkenazim amachma like the Ramah says in Tafresh Mentes that it's possible the whole week. V'noshu rov aleha, what if most of the leaves fall off? Is that a psul hadar? Are there those that are mako the rest of the week? It's only psul the first day? That would save us a lot of trouble. But it's not going to help Ashkenazim, because Ramah holds a psul hadar, psul the whole week. Now, what's the status of a rabba whose leaves fell off? So it says, continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud. It's not called an arava anymore when it loses most of its leaves. And everyone's going to hold that it's pasul the whole week. It's pasul the whole week. And if it's mishum hadar, so there are those who will be mekel, not Ashkenazim, because Ramah is machmir, even on psul hadar the whole week. But there are those who will be mekel after the first day, that'll be okay. So the Ritva holds, it's not psul hadar, it's not an arava anymore. So everyone according to the Ritva, out according to everybody. And Rabbeinu Manoach is more lenient, holds it's a psul hadar. And there are those who, according to Rabbeinu Manoach, would be lenient. But we are not, that doesn't include those who follow the Ramah, because the Ramah holds that psul hadar are possible the whole week also. So the Maisa, if you lose most of the leaves, the Arava is going to be puzzled, and therefore, again, it's important to have a stash of Aravas on hand to be changing them every few days to make sure that you don't have this problem. Could be, it's enough to just have one set of spare and change after, you know, depends when Shabbos comes in. If you don't leave it in the fridge, which I think most people do not leave it in the fridge once the Yontif starts, you put it, you attach it to the lulav doesn't usually fit in the fridge, so then it tends to dry out, and dry out causes it not, it won't halachically be dry, but it will then fall off, or at least droop all the way down, which also is very problematic. Okay, so that is Siman Tov Reish Mem, Zion Dinei Arava. Thank you.